As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Why are you guys so against taking major steps back when the history of the league says that top 5 picks is the quickest way to turn things around and sustain things? Either drafting that pick or trading and acquiring that pick. It seems like you guys are so stuck on this philosophy of competitive integrity, and when the history of the league screams at you that that's wrong.
Well, I do believe in the way we wanted to build this roster is basically having players that have experience to kind of shrink the timeline.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
You heard the voice of our next guest. You also heard the voice of Arturis Karnišovas. He is the Bulls Vice President of Personnel Basketball Operations. And he joins us, Joe does, on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. It is Joe Calley, the Bulls beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, and breaking some big news, I think, over the weekend in the wake of the season-ending press conference we heard on Thursday. Hey, Joe.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the Bulls, but that's not something new, I guess. We've been trying to figure that out for quite some time, and I just don't know. With this latest news that Peter Patton has been dismissed of his duties, based on what players have told us, that we understand exactly what the direction is, what was the reason for this particular dismissal, and what other moves are coming, I guess.
Yeah, it was a strange one just because of how much guys swear by Peter and Coach Pete, as they call him. The feeling that he'd really changed things, whether it's the fundamentals of their shot, the aggressiveness of their shot, what's a good shot, what's not a good shot. It pissed some guys off. There were some upset players. I mean, the core group, I'd say out of the core group of starters, the only one that probably just kind of works on his own stuff because of his age and because of the his confidence of that he can fix it is Vooch. But everybody else is kind of sworn by the school of Peter Patton. And so, for them to say, we're not going to pick up the option of your contract, which is a firing. They can spin it any way they want, but that's a firing. Tells me that, A, they had talked to him in previous years about he's a very shoot from the hip, very outspoken. If you ask him, this is my answer. As long as you ask me, I'm going to give you the honest answer. He's like that with players. He's like that with the other coaches, and he's like that with the front office. So when they ask him, if he tells them something that they don't love hearing, he's not going to back down from that. And I think that kind of initially started rubbing guys the wrong way and never really subsided enough where they wanted to have a opinion that is loud and different from theirs in the building.
Yeah, Joe, I appreciate the article that you wrote. It's in the Sun-Times, firing Coach Peter Patton leads to growing questions of Bulls leadership. And it's in that vein, you summarized it, but I feel like the quote that you had was so powerful when the paragraph reads, According to a source, Patton was a guy that also liked to shoot from the hip and speak his mind when asked. The feeling is that while Karnišovas also often asks opinions, quote, they have to fit his, end quote, one source said. The example of that and just the description, when we know that he had gotten so much credit from so many people, mm-hmm. it just leads you to wonder what the mission statement is again, just like when we're asking about what it was throughout the season. If you see people developing, why was that such a bad thing? And could it be just based on conflict of opinion like this when we saw such a success on the court?
Well, that's got to be the concern right now. Moving forward with this is even like in the questioning with the media, and we're nobody in Arturas's mind. We're nobody. Our opinions don't matter, and that's fine. They shouldn't. I mean, that's he didn't get that job because of our opinions. But at the same time, if you ask him a question, he'll listen. He'll even come up to you like off the record and go, so what do you think? And sometimes you have to go, what do I think about what? Well, what do you think about this? And you tell him and he listens, but he doesn't hear you. And that was kind of the point that this source was making, is he's a guy that listens but doesn't hear you. And it's not just like that with the coach's staff, but it's like that with the entire front office. So this is a one-man show. If this thing works, Arturas Karnišovas deserves all the credit. If this thing fails, it's pretty easy to figure out where all the blame goes. All the blame. Because this is not a, well, he liked this guy and talked me into it. This isn't a, Gar Forman got talked into Marcus Teague, and so that's why we picked him. This is not that. This is a one-man show. The only opinion that matters is his. And while he may ask for your opinion, he really doesn't give a damn about it.
It's interesting because you guys got the chance to talk to players at their season-ending press conferences. I was mm-hmm. trying to understand exactly the full context of Nikola Vucevic's comments about his future. What did you take away from that? What I took away from it, and again, in limited capacity because I wasn't there, what I took away from it is he wants to go somewhere where he can win right now. And clearly, that's not what is happening here when they're talking about, shutting down the transition time, if you will. So where does that leave us with Vooch?
Well, the news to come out of that is that's the first time Vooch admitted to that. I mean, there's been times where, on the record, there's been times privately where he's like addressed his future, just kind of kicking the can around. And it's always been, and what he has said to me and what he said to other guys and girls to their faces, I'm not going to chase rings. I'm not a ring chaser. If a team signs me, I'm loyal. I'm not going to be like, no, I got to get out of here because that's a better situation. This is the first time where he sounded like a guy that understands my window is only yay big at this point. And if I want to walk away from this thing and feel like I did everything I could as an NBA pro, then I would at least like to start playing in big, meaningful games and be in a playoff chase and a playoff hunt and on a championship level team. So to me, it wasn't that he said that. It was the news. The news was that's the first time he's talked like that, which tells me he knows he's not long for this Bulls world. Ideally, they would probably like to move him this offseason. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but I definitely think come next February at the trade deadline, because of the expiring contract and because of the skill set he showed this year, especially shooting from three-point range, I definitely think he fits on a playoff team's platter and could be that missing piece, whether it's as a starter or comes off the bench to add some firepower. But I definitely think he's starting to feel that hey, I need this on my resume.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A realistic return in speaking to people around the league for a guy like Vooch this offseason versus holding on to him until the trade deadline, and we saw what just happened with that this past season.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's a lot of return. I think you're hoping to get somebody's higher second round pick, but you're not dealing with those teams. You're dealing with teams that are better. So you are getting late picks. I mean, if they got a late first round, that'd be a heist with a guy with it. You know, expiring contracts aren't the gold standard that they used to be. They're starting to come back and be a little bit more important because teams with the apron are trying to turn things over quickly. But again, the playoff teams and the high salary teams that are in that second apron, I mean, they just can't add guys like that. So it's just tough. I mean, the new CBA, people are finding out the reality of the new CBA. I think this past season for the first time, they're starting to understand that, why did we do this again? I mean, so it really limits and handcuffs a lot of things that are going on. And I think the biggest thing it handcuffs, which again is flawed Arturis Karnisovas thinking, he keeps talking about this financial flexibility that's coming at the end of 26 season, and it is. All the contracts are coming off. But at the same time, the idea that, you know, like 5-10 years ago, we're used to look ahead and say, wow, this free agent class in 2 years is going to be stellar, and guys would start talking about how they're going to team up, blah, blah, blah. Because of the sign and trade and because of the second apron and stuff, those days are kind of done. So you may have a list of nice free agents. They're going to dry up quickly, whether it's sign and trade or whether teams are just going to keep their own, because that's happening more and more. So, you know, this idea that they have, oh, 26, we're going to have a clean slate. I mean, okay, but what are you going to be able to get? I mean, if everybody's spoken for, you're just overpaying for somebody.
Well, that was my concern. When I heard that too, Joe, one of the things I immediately thought was, oh, that's when Vooch's contract ends. And I don't want to be so automatic in the thought process, but given what happened with Zach LaVine and how they tried to move him, and then what they got in return and how much time it took, I don't have any other proof that it wouldn't be a similar process.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be because the money is so, I mean, Vooch is $21 million next year. So I think that's a lot easier to cleanse. But the process, yes, the process is convoluted to move guys, whether it's 15, 20 million or 40 million. Obviously, the more money, the less buyers you're going to have because so many people are cash strapped. And so, yeah, I just don't. That's why I said they might be better off waiting until next February at the trade deadline, because then you might get more desperate, more bang for the buck, more, hey, we know we're only going to have this guy for 6 weeks, for 2 months, so let's go ahead and pay and let's give a late first round pick and worry about just this season. So, yeah, to your point, it's never easy moving guys right now.
It sounded a whole lot, Joe, as we're joined by Joe Cowley, Bulls reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. It sounded a whole lot like run it back, and I don't know that I'm comfortable with that. Now, on the one hand, maybe Kobe has another level I don't know about that he can unlock. On the other hand, you've got Modis. He's obviously still going to be on an upward trajectory. Right. But for the rest of these guys, who are you really looking at saying they're going to take this big step forward?
Well, that's the problem I have with this current bill. When they talk about, basically, when he talks about getting experienced guys to shorten the timeline, you're basically saying, we're looking for shortcuts. We're number one in attendance. We don't have that pressure. We're not allowed to go over a certain amount of cap because that's Jerry's rule. So we do have that pressure. And we don't want to lose because that's painful and that might cost me my job, speaking as Arturis. Where my point to him, and I've said this in private conversations and I've tried to ask it publicly, you're in a city that builds its fan base on selling hope. It is not a tough sports city. It is a very soft, big city where, whether it was because of the 2016 Cubs and what they did with tanking, you have just as much interest from fan bases of watching younger guys, whether it's in the minor leagues or watching, in mop-up time because the game's over in the first half. however it plays out, you have a city that just says, go ahead and rebuild. We'll embrace it. And the fact that the one sport where you can actually say there's a history of top five draft picks dominating and sustained dominance, and that being way to go, the one guy that should be doing it doesn't want to do it. That's the frustration part. Could they take a jump? Josh Giddey's going to get paid. He's probably a $30 million a year guy. Modest, I'm sure, is going to get bigger, stronger. He's going to take a jump. Kobe White, obviously, is he worth $40 million a year after next season? Do they trade him? But you got to expect that he's going to continue taking jumps because he's such a worker. After that, that's great. Those are all nice pieces. Who's your guy? Who's the guy? Just look at the playoff games the last 2 days. We got to have the guy, and they don't understand how to get the guy. And to me, the best way in the NBA, and where it's different from all other major league sports, to get that guy, you have to go in the draft. You have to tank. You have to feel the pain for a couple of years, and you have to understand that this is for the betterment of the big picture. And when you have a fan base like Chicago has, they're begging for you to blow this thing up and tank. The fan base doesn't know anything else. All their teams tank, and they love it. They pay for it. They love it.
Yeah, I feel like it's either just how much tank is the tank? Like, is it a hard tank? Is it a soft tank? Like, what's the level of the tank?
That's the problem, Layla, because you, as a front office, you have to identify what is this draft class. Like, this past draft class was not a very good draft class. It was just a bunch of guys, 1 through 12, that were very similar depending on, you know, the fit.
Yeah, you could argue they got the biggest steal with Modest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But when you have a draft class like this one coming up with Cooper Flagg and even 2 through 4, because I like VJ Edgecombe as well, and then you look at the 26 draft class and who's at the top of that, 1 through 3 specifically, that's why teams like Washington are like, yeah, this is a 2-year tank for us. We don't know if we're going to get #1 Cooper Flagg. Then we're going to get a really good player, and we're going to do it again in 26 because we understand the talent in these next two draft classes and how quickly they can turn this thing around. Well, the Bulls just seem to ignore that stuff.
So true. I wanted to ask you more questions, but we ran out of time. Strongly recommend reading Joe Calley's latest article talking about the Bulls firing their development shooting coach, Peter Patton. Surprising move for sure. Joe, thanks for joining us on the Midday Show on The Score.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Wait, Joe, one more thing, though. Who's the Steelers' quarterback?
You know what? When you're the standard, you don't really need a quarterback until the season starts.
Wow.
That's kind of a plus you're taking.
Wow.
I knew you'd have an answer.
It could be this. You never know.
I love your answer. I knew he'd have something. Joe Calley, we always appreciate the time. Thanks to Joe for joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com.
Sharp with the pen, sharp with the tongue.
Oh, he's Joe the best. Calley. I love it.